All right, Abby, so let's recap a little bit. Really, really great conversation that we had here today and learn more. And if you had to pick the first thing that was probably the highlight of the conversation, what would that be?
Gosh, the highlight was that everybody was talking. And I think, you know, no matter what the topic was, whether it was planting pinto beans into cereal rye or managing erosion or figuring out fertility and no-till systems, everybody was talking. And that was such a great thing about today. And I took a lot of notes. So it's I'm sure everybody else has a lot of good ideas, too.
A lot of the conversation focused on tillage. A lot of the farmers in this area maybe have never tried no-till, minimum till, strip till, whatever it may be. But there's a lot of farmers that are practicing that. And I guess, what did we learn from those talks about tillage?
I think the thing that came out to me from that conversation is all these farmers who are doing no-till or starting no-till or have been in long-term, that equipment is really important. And so if they can figure out having sharp disc openers and maintaining that equipment to make sure that it's going to do the best it possibly can in residue, the one thing that didn't come up is the residue management to start with. And I think that's really something that everybody should be worried about when you're transitioning to no-till, is to get a good spread of residue, because cover crops, none of that can fix a poor residue management situation.
And conversations about erosion too, as we discussed earlier, you can see that just driving down the highway. What are we learning about erosion and why we need to stop it?
I think as we think about erosion, number one, that's their biggest investment on the farm is your soil, and land is not being created, topsoil is not being developed. So that's your number one investment. But then also the things that I heard earlier this week from Berlin Nelson, that all these diseases like SCN, soil-borne diseases, will transfer with that soil as it blows out of a field. And so one of the farmers today talked about how he had never had SCN in his field before. He's been testing it several years through the Soybean Council, but now he has it. And it's probably because it was blown in on some of that wind erosion.
Why should farmers care about soil health?
I don't know. It's going to be different for every single farmer as to why they should care about it. A lot of them, the soil blowing out of their field is a major concern, and I do think it bugs them to the core to see that soil move. So I think that the soil erosion alone, that should be reason to start using some of these practices and building soil health.
There's a lot of lessons that can be learned. Things may not go right every time, but that's okay, isn't it?
I think so. And if you're getting into these practices, whether it's cover crops or no-till, and you're trying on a small number of acres first to get your experience with it, and then you go from there, that's a good approach to do. You don't have to do the whole farm all the time. You don't have to do the entire field all the time. You can do the problem areas, and you can do some of these practices and get experience with it, and then know that next year it may not be the same situation. I mean, every year that I work with soil health, everything is changing all the time.